find the balance between the staff and the workload, what we can do, how much it's going to cost. While a lot has been accomplished already, there's still a lot more that needs to be done. Some of the stumbling blocks I see for us are staffing. Some of the possible solutions, I believe we need 2 dispatchers on every shift. This will improve public safety, efficiency, and the cooperation with law enforcement. It's taking those after-hours calls. This would also give the department supervisor more time to do the administrative duties specific to her position rather than trying to dispatch and get everything done. Budgeting, we need to create cost shares and structures between 911 and the sheriff's office and possibly the police department if they want to take on those additional duties. We need to get some of this figured out by the next budget through the commission, so they need to start thinking about it, making some decisions. We still need a cost share so we know how many 911 funds to transfer into the general budget. Because right now, everything's in the general 911 budget. If they want to cover 100%, that's great. But we all know that that's a pretty big expense, and I don't know that they do. So we need to figure out some kind of cost share to figure out what they're doing. We don't have good statistics in the past. All we can do is go on past budgets and how they've done it. We had an incident the other day, 3 911 calls at one time. Answering those calls, keeping them on the line, dispatching out everyone that needs. One person can't do that, and we're getting more and more calls and more at the same time than we did before.